The next patient is Lavon Baylor. The last name is B like in boy, A Y L E R, L E R. Baylor. B A Y L E R. First name, L A V like in Victor O N. 89-year-old white male that is a winter visitor with history of CKD stage 5. Period. The patient has underlying disease that is hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, obesity, and the aging process. The patient has been managed conservatively, meaning that because he is a functional patient that is asymptomatic, the nephrologists have not started hemodialysis yet. Today comes for a follow-up and the laboratory workup shows that the patient has a creatinine that is 6.8 with estimated EFR that is 7 mLs per liter, a BUN of 93. That is similar to the prior determinations, period. The carbon dioxide is 20. The potassium is slightly elevated at 5.4. He has lost 6 pounds. He's not drinking as much, but he says that he still has the appetite, and the albumin is 3.6, which is similar to the prior determinations, period. Number two, the patient has hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia is associated to administration of calcitriol as well as vitamin D. Occasional use of dairy products, all of this is going to be stopped and recommended, and all of these medications, the vitamin D supplementation as well as the calcitriol, is going to be discontinued, and we are going to ask the patient to stay away from dairy products, period. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, the patient has metabolic acidosis that is treated with the administration of bicarbonate. Following number, the blood pressure is under control, 144/59, period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperphosphatemia that is treated with the administration of Velphoro. We're going to order laboratory workup in 5 weeks and reevaluation in the office in 6 weeks. We invested in the laboratory workup 6 minutes, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and the documentation 6 minutes.